And very excited to welcome out our special guest tonight, Rachel Winitsky. Bring her out here. So tonight you're going to hear an interim episode. This is going to be an episode about what happens between seasons. So this is going to be very exciting. We have one more thing that we would like to do. Because this is an episode that takes place after the season 3 finale, we don't have a crawl that reflects what is going on in the galaxy right now. So I have a question. Is there anyone in the audience who thinks that they can do a pretty good British accent? Ooh. Yes, you? All right, come on up, come on up. Hi, thank you.
Hi.
What's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle, thank you for being here. Yes. So, for those of you who don't know, every episode of Mission to Zix starts with a crawl narrated by a dulcet-sounding British man, and that's what you're going to do tonight. Yes. So here is the version of the crawl, and you're going to read it along with the music. You've got this. All right, ready? Give Michelle a hand. All right, so you're going to read this, and then the episode will begin. Okay? All right, here goes.
It is a time of confusion. Seriously, what the chuck is happening? With the Emperor defeated, the galaxy is sort of unsure what to do, especially because of the emergence of the gigantic, horrifying celestial body that has appeared in the Zix Quadrant. It looks like some sort of flaming cosmic zit. Now, Zima Knight Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew must plan their next moves, reunite a fractured galaxy, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix!
In here?
We haven't had a chance to clean up yet.
Wait, guys, we were gone for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. That's enough time for a powerful orgy.
Why did you do this?
Because you were gone for an hour and a half.
Can I just say, I understand why you would do that when Plek's not here, but it hurts a little bit to find out you've done that when
I'll tell you why we did it.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'll tell you why we did it. Dara and I, we like to chat. You know, we like to decompress, and we complain about our jobs, you know? She has a glass of white, I have a glass of red oil, and we just talk. And then we got to talk, and then we're like, why don't we have an orgy? Although, to clarify, because you know you got dirty minds, Plek.
What?
It wasn't a sexual orgy, okay?
Oh,
no hatches were opened. Okay?
Okay?
No hatch to hatch happened.
It's none of my business.
It was an
orgy
of the mind.
Okay,
oh.
There's like three...
Well, now I'm doubly insulted.
There's like three people passed out in my room. Who are these people?
Philosophers.
Philosophers? Mm-hmm. I guess that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like a professional thinker.
Sure. No, I don't know what a philosopher is.
I don't know.
Hey, guys, I'm stuck. My torso's stuck in this orange beer bottle.
Nermit!
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I was at a mind orgy. I went to the mind orgy.
You had the orgy with Nermit and not me?
Nermit got the invite to the orgy?
Not so much the invite as he heard us in the next room.
That's
and
the closest thing to an invite I get.
All right.
Nermit, you've got two options. I can pull you out of the bottle or I can break the bottle.
Oh, boy.
Neither of these options are good. I want to make
that
clear.
How did you get... Was it like a suction thing, or did you crawl... How did you get inside this bottle?
So you've never been to a mind orgy.
I guess...
Actually, you know what? I might be able to just...
Oh!
Oh, wow! Ha! Okay.
Well, guys, you know, I gotta say, you know, ever since we defeated the Emperor, I feel like... We've been kind of just coasting, you know? Like,
got a situation here. Got a situation here, everyone.
AJ,
be calm.
You invited AJ to the mind orgy?
No, yes, he was invited.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
This feels... I feel very insulted.
AJ, AJ, what is your situation?
There is a butt gun incident. I repeat, the butt gun has gone horizontal.
Oh, my.
Oh,
oh, boy.
Oh my rod.
Oh.
AJ, are you okay? Are you okay?
I'm going to be performing an extraction. Everyone just stay calm. I will not be able to be on the mission. This could take seconds. It could take hours. It could take days. I'm not a doctor.
Okay. All right, AJ. I mean, I don't know if we're going to really have a mission, you know, today. We're just sort of cleaning up after the orgy, I guess.
Oh, thank you for offering to clean up.
I sort of meant we as a group.
Mm.
Thank you, Fleck.
All right.
All right.
Okay. All right. Yep. I guess I'll just
grab a trash bag. And
yep.
Oh boy, I just felt the safety go off.
Okay, AJ.
All right, AJ.
You need
hot
to. You need AJ.
Stay in the bathroom.
You need to take care.
Okay.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. All right, AJ. Look, I don't know what. I don't know what you're doing or what needs to happen, but, like, if you need help, let us know. But otherwise, just maybe keep your distance.
Oh, okay. All right. We're now at a Code Brown. This is a Code Brown
what?
Now. It's a
okay.
Code Brown
situation. All
right.
All right.
Just leave me be. Go on without me.
Okay.
We agreed to do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Excuse me. Sorry. These are my books. Just going to get out. I'm sorry. Dar, it was so much fun. Bargy.
It was... so nice connecting with you.
That's a philosopher.
I just have to say, you have
sort of
a
like
beautiful
a
mind.
Thing. I don't know what a philosopher is.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Would you call that like an escape pod of shame?
Shame?
Yeah, like, you know, you're like, oh, I'm still wearing my philosopher's garb. Now I got an escape pod home.
There's no shame in what we did.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, that's
don't
fine.
Mind the sticky floors, though.
Okay. What is it, Nermit?
Yeah.
Beep boop 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 beep boop boop. Boop boop boop.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Use his mind during this orgy.
What, Nermit? What are you doing?
That's sounds like someone's calling in. Boop 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 boop.
That's
not what it sounds
yeah,
like.
It's you just making a noise.
I'm never there when it rings on that end. I don't know.
It doesn't sound like that.
Okay.
You know, if you want to talk to us, Nermit, you can just talk to us.
I'm just going to do it from up here on the fridge. Guys, I'm going kind of crazy. We don't have any missions.
You know, Nermit, it's okay for us to just relax and have a good time. We defeated the evil emperor. That's good.
Well,
we could take a couple months.
Yes,
okay. He did transform into a gas giant-sized flaming eyeball or something, but that's not our fault.
It might actually
okay. Yeah.
All right. I guess.
Oh, I'm being requested to say we have an incoming message from. I can't.
Is it Nermit?
Nerf.
All right. Nermit, nice. Fine. Do you have a mission for. What is
I
it?
I was digging in the Missionator, and you know how, like, a synthesizer will come with pre recorded music? There's some, like, stock missions.
What?
Yeah.
Nermit. We're not gonna do that.
Also,
computer.
Also, what would be a stock mission on a missionator?
I don't know, but I'm just gonna say, like, we might have the chance at succeeding at one.
I mean, all right, fine. Let's,
okay, awesome.
Let's try
good.
It out.
Welcome okay. to the missionator.
Great startup sound.
Beautiful.
All right, so go to a planet.
What else does it say?
Find resources. Retrieve them. High five.
Oh.
What?
That's not me.
I'm actually getting a call from inside the Midnight Shadow. That's so weird. That almost never happens.
Almost well, never happens?
Well, some calls are private. Okay.
Okay
and that's
okay,
just
okay,
what they are.
Okay.
You should pick it up.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello? Is anybody there?
Hello? Yes, we're all here.
My best friends! My best friends! Do you know who this is?
Is this
oh my gosh!
Marf?
Yes!
Marf!
Marf! Me?
Wow.
Hey! Marf!
Oh, it's so good to hear your voices!
Don't mind the cheering orgy.
Yeah, a bunch of people just woke
attendees.
Up and applauded. And
that sounded like a bunch of philosophers waking up.
Yeah.
Still drunk.
Yeah. Marf, how is everything going? Long time
bad.
No.
Oh, so bad.
What happened?
Something horrible has happened. The worst thing has happened.
Was the whole planet destroyed?
No.
Did you go on trial for, a lot of financial... No? Okay.
No. Worse.
Is a loved one hurt or injured?
No.
Bad haircut.
Oh, yes, but I got past it.
Okay.
Listen, something terrible has happened. It's almost hard to speak it out loud. So, you know how my whole thing is that I own a store?
There's a lot. You contain multitudes, Marf. You don't have to. Yeah.
Have you heard of Marie Kondo?
No, not familiar.
She wrote a book about how you should only keep things that spark joy. So I read the book, and I got rid of all my stuff!
Oh, no!
I don't think that Marie Kondo...
It's actually spelled Marie, pronounced Mary.
Okay. That's my fault.
Marie Kondo.
I don't think Marie Kondo assumes you own a business. I thought that was just a personal
decluttering. There's an appendix in the back that says this could apply to your small business, your corporation.
Wow. That seems really maybe
anything.
Like a step too far.
Yeah, that's
presumptuous.
Your corporation?
Well, yeah.
What sparks joy in a corporation?
I don't know. It doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
Either way, I got rid of all my stuff. All I kept was...
Oh, you kept your tube, obviously.
I kept my tube.
Yeah.
But only one. Oh. And I missed the rest of my tubes.
Mark, we feel terrible about this.
We do feel bad. What can we do?
What was that?
What can we do, really? This is a good question.
You're not willing to go to bat for Marf and try to get her things back?
Oh, that's where this is headed?
I thought so.
You know, guys, we are looking for a mission. Maybe we could help Marf get some of her stuff back.
Could you?
Yeah.
I think so.
Could you really?
What happened to all the stuff?
Well, so I gave it all away.
Okay.
So...
To a junk planet.
Just taking a wild stab based on planets in the vicinity and known junkers.
Yep.
You didn't give it to the tree torrents, did you?
I may have.
Marv.
Yeah. I may have.
She might've.
Marv, those are some of the shrewdest traitors in the galaxy.
That's why I've called you. I need help. I need my best friends to come help me get my stuff back.
All right. Well, Marf, you know, we'll meet you there, I guess. You know, we can give it a shot, right?
Yeah, I'll meet you there.
Guys, this is good. We have a mission. We can help our friend. Huh?
She said best friend.
I'm still here and I need
help. Hey, Marf.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea how much junk there is on this planet.
This is sort of their deal.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying. I specifically said.
Yes, I know.
You said it was a junk planet. No, I said they were junkers.
I know. Okay, in retrospect, that was a dumb thing to say, but I'm just saying, the buildings are made of junk. The vehicles are made of junk. There's people who are, wearing cotton, a wardrobe.
Junkers.
I get that.
Nice eye patch.
Thank you.
I will sell it back to you.
What?
Oh. You seem to be in need of an eye patch.
I want an eye patch!
Oh, let's start the bidding over here.
Give me that!
Thank you.
But you gotta watch yourself.
Yeah, he's never gonna learn if you just take back the eye patch for him.
I feel like just going free socket is gonna make it harder to negotiate.
Nobody. No.
Hello, I am a tire.
Guys, this tire is talking to us.
Yeah, so this Bronco Cybernetics Corporation made sentient tires for a while. It was.
I'm selling my family. Would you like any other tires?
Oh,
they couldn't.
Please.
They couldn't include a full cybernetic brain in the tire.
But they have a family.
I'm five years old. I'm an all-weather radial.
They understand enough to speak, but not enough to understand, like, a moral dilemma is the problem.
I don't know.
How much?
Dar,
don't buy a set of tires.
It could be a good deal.
We don't need any tires.
We're in space.
They're clearly in a jam. Bunch You're gonna let the whole family go for real cheap.
No.
Son.
Yes, mother.
Never forget my face.
Oh no.
Wait, but
I'm rolling away.
No.
Okay, how much?
6 croons for the four.
Oh, that's a great deal.
No, it's not.
It is.
We don't need it.
Just practically.
Just know before you buy us, as you drive upon us, it wears down our tiny bodies.
Oh, my rod!
Yeah, you see why the market for these never really took
off.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry. Go find your mom, I guess.
Guys!
Marv!
It's me! I'm far away and I'm running towards you!
No! Marv!
Guys!
Keep coming this direction!
She's crossing that junk hill.
I'm taking a rest.
Oh,
that's Marv. Fine, that's fine.
Don't need to tire yourself out. We'll wait.
Okay, I'm running again. I'm here.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Oh. Marv, it is great to see
it's
you again.
It's amazing to see you all.
We're also so sorry about that. I mean, it seemed like a good idea, you know, clarify your life, make it simpler.
Yeah, well, we're sorry that book ruined your life.
It really did. And then when I was done, I had to get rid of the book.
Sure.
It was awful.
But do you feel, you know, freed at all? I don't know, you can come and go from your planet as you please?
I guess. But what use is your freedom when you don't have a bunch of junk in a basement to love?
Yeah.
She brings up a good point.
That's good, I guess. Well, listen, Marv, do you have like a list? Like, what do you need us to get for you?
Okay, so I'd love to get back my bunch of frisbees.
Okay.
Sure.
Just gonna make a itemized list here. Sure. Bunch of frisbees.
I need the Shield of Whim.
Shield of Whim.
Okay.
Great.
Priority-wise, are the frisbees below
frisbees
or above?
Frisbees are first.
Wow! Really?
Keeping frisbees up top?
They were at the front of my store, and I would see them every single day. I just missed them.
Okay, sure. All right.
So round.
And in a pinch, frisbees can be plates, so.
Yeah. Or a shield.
Sure. On a whim?
Yeah.
Is the Shield of Whim a frisbee? Be clear about this.
I can't say that it can't be used as a frisbee.
Sure.
Okay. It's round, it's quite thin.
What else is on the list?
There's the great jeweled helmet of Murd.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Have you heard of it?
Great jeweled helmet of Murd, absolutely.
I pulled it out of a dune.
Yeah.
And of course, my precious tubes.
Sure.
Wow.
Ooh.
Oh. Wow, yeah.
I hear it. Someone's using it right now.
Wait, is that the one that you have, or is that a different one?
No, that's a different tube. Mine makes a sound like this.
you
gotta follow that tube.
Something in yours.
Yeah, it's got. That's why I need the rest of my tubes. The sound is fading a little bit. It sounds like this.
That's not ideal.
No.
I can't stand that.
All right. Well, before anything gets sold away. Maybe you should split up?
Yeah, I think you're right. You know what? I'll go try to find the frisbees.
Great.
Okay?
I could look for the Great Jeweled Helmet of Myrrh.
Sure.
Thank you.
I'll look for the Shield of Whim.
I guess I'll look for the tubes.
Okay.
Great.
Good, so we're all going off by ourselves?
Yeah, yep.
I don't see any problems with that plan.
helmet you've got there.
Well, it has many jewels.
I guess you could say that's a lot of jewels. I don't know, I've seen helmets with more jewels on them before.
What did you say?
Okay, all right. I'm just saying it's...
Where did you see such a helmet with more jewels?
Oh, just out and about in the galaxy, I guess.
Out and about?
Yeah.
Where? I need it. Hold this worse helmet.
Okay.
Point me out and about.
And all you need is me pointing a direction?
It better be the right one.
Brother, you're gonna love this direction.
Okay, here I go, but just to be safe, you wait here.
I absolutely will do that. I don't know why he's laughing.
What do you mean 30,000 croons for these frisbees? That's too much. I'm just saying they're mass-produced. There's millions of them. You don't... Okay, listen. I don't have 30,000 croon. I can... I don't know. 10 croon?
Mama?
No, I can't do 20,000 either.
Mama?
Okay, 12 croon.
Mama?
12 croon and a kiss? I don't know. Seems wrong. Are you saying that a kiss from me is worth, I don't know, 18,000 some croon?
19,988 croon. I was just behind you.
Where did you get the helmet? How did you get that? I've been negotiating with this Triton for 20 minutes or so.
Kiss for me. I don't have what you'd call a mouth in many respects. But who am I to say no?
Wow. Man, CP3, master negotiator. How do you think Dar's doing finding that shield?
All right, for a bunch of tires, you're all pretty good at frisbee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is our mother coming back?
Will you tell us a story like our mother used to? 'Cause here's the problem. We... love her? She is the heir to our tire. She literally fills us with air.
Okay.
Tara, how's it going?
Badly. I mean, I have the shield of whim, but these tires are making me feel real bad.
Yeah, I really, you know, when we came to the junk plan, I thought, we're going to do a lot of negotiating, we're going to meet a lot of cool, weird people, we're going to see a lot of stuff. The depressing tires were not... I would never have guessed that.
And they are literally depressing because their mother's not here to give them air.
Yeah. They were actually extremely poorly made tires. They lose a lot of air.
Oh, no.
They're not good.
Listen, I gotta call Marf and see how she's doing. Hey, Marf.
Oh, hey! Help!
What?
What? I'm in a fight!
Whoa.
Oh, wow! Ouch! Oh, stop it! Hey, those are my tubes!
Ow! Oh.
Marf! Give me that tube back!
Marf, we're coming to your location.
We're coming, Marf.
Quick.
We're coming.
I'm not going.
No, no.
Tubes.
this how you expected it to go?
No.
Our father deflated.
We gotta go. We're gonna take a 10-minute break. Get a drink. We'll see you in a few minutes. C53, are you sure the coordinates lead here? This is not like the rest of the planet.
This
yeah.
is really gross. I mean, it's still junk, but it's like gross junk.
Yeah. Some of this stuff looks like it's been here for years and years.
I mean, this is monarchy era junk.
I don't like this.
How much for that?
Dar,
what are you doing?
I mean, you just heard yourselves, right? This is disgusting. I'm going to get a really good deal.
No. Dar, we are trying to find Marf. She's in trouble.
Our best friend is in danger.
How much would you like to pay? My name is Mary.
Huh. How do you spell it?
M-A-R-I-E.
Wait a minute.
He just got so much bigger.
Yeah, as you spoke, a giant back half of you rose up.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You're taking too much time. You gotta make a decision. Do you want something or not?
Who are you?
Who are you?
My second head goes by Kandu.
What have you done with Marf?
Wait, she's up there.
Guys, don't worry. I've got this. I'm a trained Zima Knight. All right, you...
Wait. Hold on.
What is the plan here?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to go up and, you know, whack the monster a few times.
You're
going
to hit a monster with a stick?
Yeah, it's a wood saber.
That's the first time you've picked that up in days.
Okay, I have an innate ability to use it.
While you argue over sticks... Maybe consider a discount set of tubes.
Wow.
Those tubes don't belong to you. We want them back.
Plex, yeah. Don't run at the... No, don't do that. Wait, no.
Just sad to watch.
You're embarrassing us.
We like to apologize. We were sitting down. Why don't we
stand up?
Whoa.
And why don't we pause for a little backstory?
I don't know if you need to do that.
We convince idiots to get rid of their precious things.
It's a classic scam.
Of course, it's a scam.
And then we take those precious things and make them part of us. Har, 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 har.
Very deliberate laughter.
Yeah.
C-53, can you tell how big this monster is when it goes underground?
I mean... My sensors are only so powerful. There's so much interference from all this material.
The only thing that could bring us down is... Wait, should we... And we never discussed this part. Do we, like...
We tell them?
Do we tell them?
We're sort of...
Are they going to reveal their weakness right now?
No.
That's
okay. No.
You should give it to Marf. Marf knows how to use it.
But she's all the way up there.
You can throw it? I don't know.
You know, you're right. Marf... You were always better with this than I was. Here, catch!
See?
I cut the gag out of my mouth. Oh.
Wow, cool.
Very risky.
It, like, you didn't hear that sound?
Yeah, I hear it,
when
I hear
she
it.
She holds it, it's a wow.
I'm sorry, Marv, but your stuff belongs to us.
I don't think so, Mary Kandu, because I've got a little backstory of my own, and it's called I'm Really Good at This Thing That I'm Holding. Here I come!
Wow!
Ow!
I like that she makes her own sound effects in addition to the sound effects.
Yeah.
We have no choice but to throw all of these love seats at you.
No! Not love seats!
Deal with the irony!
No! No! Ow!
Spacey boy! The ones that recline! This one has a massager!
Swing!
Wait, did that do it? Was it the final swing that...
I think so. Was it the final swing?
Here's some plastic bottle.
No, it wasn't! Swing!
You thought they were recyclable. They last forever.
Wait, there's one more swing left in me. Here it comes. Hold on. I'm taking a rest.
Smart. Don't waste your energy.
Yeah, you gotta rest.
It's hard.
You don't want to push yourself too hard.
This piece is hard.
Oh, you... Oh.
Swing!
Oh. Wow!
Classic makeup.
Our weakness was a moment of confusion.
Lured
in, tricked.
I guess we'll never really know who or what Mary Kondo was.
Well, no, it was clearly a two-headed garbage monster.
Yeah, sure. I mean, besides that. I mean, like, was it always into garbage?
Hey!
What?
Listen!
Marvin's your tube!
Wait, it's somewhere in this pile of junk! I'm gonna search for it! Help me dig! Come on, tube! I know I'm close! Tube, where are you? I'm coming, tube! Wait for me, tube! My tube! My precious tube! Oh, I love you so much, my beautiful tube. Oh, my beautiful tube, I miss you. Miss my beautiful tube, I miss you.
Beautiful music is the only thing that resurrects
us.
No!
Oh, no, what do we do? Jock, my voice is just too beautiful. This always happens.
Wow.
Sorry, you singing so beautifully that somebody is resurrected from the dead has happened to you multiple
times? Yes, people are like, wow, amazing.
Real backstory.
Oh, I'm walking down the street to work. Oh, no!
What the chuck?
My mother wanted, that was assisted suicide. She was in pain.
I don't
want
to be alive!
I'm so sorry!
What did you do to me?
Chuck and Abe!
I'm so sorry!
End flashback!
Wow.
Well, I watched you go through something in your mind just now.
Yeah, I don't know what you were just thinking about, but it looked pretty chucked up.
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
Sounds intense and inappropriate.
In fact, I'm glad we don't know what it was. I hope we never know. You know, guys, I don't feel comfortable down here. I think we should get back to the surface.
We're still
here. The garbage monster is blocking our way. Remember the garbage monster that came back to life?
Mary Kondo is back alive because of my beautiful singing. We have to stop her, but I'm all out of swings.
Oh, I know. Fleck, try singing.
Yeah.
What if it resurrects it again because it's so beautiful?
Yeah, we're alive.
Let's see.
Okay. There's a...
Okay, no, bye-bye.
Bye.
Two notes?
Yeah, that's very fast.
No.
You did it! Your bad voice saved the day.
Okay, I have a pretty good voice.
Your bad voice was in you the whole time.
Well, happy to help, I guess.
Thank you so much for helping me. Look, all of my tubes, my shoe, all of my stuff.
Yeah, there's like 65 C-series droid frames over there.
Yeah, you got the whole set.
Yeah, I got I didn't need them, but, you know... I guess it's okay to have some stuff.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
You know, Marf, I feel like being down here in the bowels of Mary Kondo, it makes me realize, you know, that there's got to be a middle ground. You know, you can have some stuff. You don't have to get rid of everything. You have to be true to who you are, but you just can't let it get out of hand.
You're right. I really feel like, in a way, defeating Mary Kondo was like a metaphor.
What do you figure?
Well, I think it's a metaphor because, like, I wanted stuff, but then I got rid of, like, the stuff, and then I wanted it back, but then I met, like, a stuff monster who kind of represented, like, that voice in my head that was like, collect more stuff, spend money on stuff, and then I defeated that monster, and so it was sort of like saying that I didn't need my stuff, and in that way, I feel like, ultimately, it is a metaphor.
You know who would love this? A mind orgy.
Yeah. We should call up some philosophers.
How did the mission go?
Oh, hey, AJ.
Good.
It was good. How did the butt gun...
Pretty good.
Really?
Butt gun extracted, and then placed back up into my butt.
What? You put it back?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't... All right, man. Hmm. Nermit, how did it go up here?
It took him a real long time. It was nasty.
I'm getting another phone call.
Hey, Murph!
You got the store back in shape. Everything's back where
it looks great.
Yeah, thank you. So I feel really good about it. You guys gotta stop by sometime.
Oh, we should.
It looks very tidy.
It's smaller. It's clean. It's full of just the stuff I need.
And tires.
Oh, you took the tires.
You sell tires now?
Oh, yeah, I sell tires now.
Murph, they look so happy.
Yeah, no one wants them.
How much for the tires?
Oh, they're not for sale.
That doesn't make sense. It's a store.
Okay.
Marf, you know, it was great to see you again. And you did great work out there with the Dinglehopper.
Of course. But hey, Plek.
Yeah?
Check your back pocket.
Oh.
That's right. I put the Dinglehopper in your back pocket in the chaos of the end of that whole thing that happened before.
Wow.
You didn't notice?
It's a big stick.
Okay. I mean, it's the thing is that the robe is always kind of like whacking.
How numb is your buttocks?
My buttocks are not numb, okay? It's just I have a lot of layers. They're always shifting. There's the shorts, which are very tight, and then the robe, which is very loose. It's, you know, you wouldn't understand. You don't even have nerve endings, C-53.
Wow.
I hope you make good use of it. All I have left to say is, enjoy the Dinglehopper. I hope you have fun.
Whoa! That guy just woke up.
Hello?
That guy was dead.
Credits and attributes destroyed. Commencing outro protocol. Papa Plek Deck Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Benn. Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargee the Ship, Sad Tire, Kiss Sinking Junker, and Mary, were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy, Depressed Child Tire, and Kondu were played by Seth Lynn. AJ was played in absentia by Winston Knoll. Marf was played by special guest Rachel Wininski. This episode was performed live at the Bell House at the Brooklyn Podcast Festival. Live sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by famed Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Opening crawl narration by Michelle. Ship design for the Vargarian Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. And Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network. A special thanks to everyone who came to this performance, Enchanted Legs.
Guys, that's our show. Thank you so much for coming out. Enjoy the rest of the festival. Have a great night.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Today we're going to be using you guys to help us in our upcoming fourth season.
That is, if you would like to have your voices in the show. Great.
Okay,
if you don't want your voice in the show, just don't say anything.
Yeah.
This first one is very clear. This is obviously going to give away a big thing. You're going to be able to figure out what the episode is about. You're going to say, "We are legs, army of legs. We 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 are legs, army of legs." Amazing!
Wow.
Sorry for the big spoiler. I know that everyone was wondering. And it's the answer's yes. Thank you so much!
Wow, that was awesome!
That was incredible. Those sounds and more available.